Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teen Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Teen Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Teen Toby and on Twitter at Teen Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Positive Radio. I am talking to a guest I've been so excited to connect with because Diane Rose Solomon and I actually met on the Internet. I know that's starting to sound pretty common with me, isn't it, that we met on the Internet. But I met Diane through the organization that we talked about a few weeks ago, which is the Women in the Pet Industry Network. And just sensed an immediate connection with Diane. She's an author of an amazing children's book. I've read it, and I love it, and we're going to be talking about it today. So let me introduce Diane. She's a certified humane education specialist, and she rescued the real JJ 17 years ago. And the first book that she's written, and there are more to come in 2014, but the first book that we'll be talking about today is JJ, the American Street Dog, and it's the first in the series. And Diane lives in L.A. with her husband, two children, and two rescued dogs. I love the name of her publishing company, SOP3. Stands for Save Our People, Pets, and Planet. So it gives you a little bit of an indication of what Diane's up to. You can find out about the book at SOP3.com, and 3 is the number 3, SOP.com. Hey, Diane, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Charmaine, so much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I loved your book.
Thank you so much. Makes me feel good.
I loved your book. I love the illustrations. Big shout out to your illustrator who did a fantastic job.
Amazing.
You know, pictures just bring a story to life, and the illustrations just brought JJ's story to life.
I agree, and it was so important. I spent a long time looking for the illustrator that I wanted. Because I knew how important it was that the words were one thing, telling the story, but certainly for a children's picture book that it was going to make all the difference. And I had a sense of what I wanted it to look like, and Rachel just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, beautiful. Really well done. So tell us a little, before we even get into JJ's story, tell us a little bit more about who you are, Diane, and what you do in the world of certified humane education, and then let's talk about the inspiration for the book.
Great. Well, yes, a few years ago I learned of a program through the Humane Society. They actually have a bachelor's program and a master's program, but I already had my bachelor's degree and didn't need to go get another one. Yeah. And so I decided to check out their certification program, and it's really great because you can many teachers use this program. I'm not a teacher, but I thought, well, I could certainly use whatever education that they're offering. And it teaches you how to teach teachers or go into classrooms about humane education and without sacrificing the standards that they have to teach. And it was pretty cool, and I was doing some seminars for a little bit, and then this book came about, and so the seminars got tabled, and now that I'm going around to schools again and reading the book to children, I'm now incorporating the educational part of it, safety around dogs and the responsibility of pet ownership back into the program.
Love it. You know, that was one of the things that really stood out for me when I was reading JJ, the American Street Dog, your book, was that there was this beautiful underlying message around the importance of the decisions families make when they want to bring a new pet into their home and about the importance of caring, loving, and appropriate responsible pet care. Great message.
And it's so important. A lot of people don't think it through, and it's very much an impulse purchase or impulse thought. And I just saw a statistic, I think yesterday, that 59% of pets that are given at holiday time, and it's holiday time right now, are returned to a shelter because the person who received the pet didn't want the pet, they weren't expecting a pet as a gift, and that's a much higher number than I expected. And I think it's really important for people to be prepared and be responsible before you purchase a pet or adopt a pet, and make sure it's the right pet for your family. You know, if a fish is what you can handle right now, get the fish. If you're ready for a dog, go for it. But make sure you know what kind of dog is going to be right for your family. Do they need, how much exercise do they need? How much space do they take? How much food are they going to eat? There's a lot of things to consider when you get a new pet.
That's so true, and I agree with you. That number is actually staggering. That's a scary number, 59%. Wow. I had no idea it was that high either.
So there's my plug for not giving a puppy as a holiday gift this year.
Absolutely, and you know, one of the things that I know, our pets all chose us. I really, really believe that. I mean, you know, Toby Sr., he definitely chose us. I mean, my husband found Toby on the internet through a rescue, but, you know, the moment we met him, I knew that was, you know, we were going to have a future together. He was going to become part of our forever family. Toby Jr., he picked Chris. I mean, he pretty much leapt into my husband's arms, and, you know, it was kind of like, well, this is the dog for us. So I think you're right. When you talk about bringing a new pet into the family, I mean, this is a family member, really important decision, and it really has to be the right fit. So I'm so glad we're airing this show before the holiday season to get that message out there to the world. What was the inspiration for you to even write this amazing book?
Well, you know, going on this theme of being ready for a pet or not ready for a pet, 18 years ago, my now husband and I were going to get a dog. And I didn't know anything about rescue. I'd never even heard of rescue back then, and most people hadn't. Yeah. And we were going to find a breeder for our preferred choice of dog, and because that's all we knew. And it was literally the 11th hour, and a friend found a puppy on a soccer field and called my husband and said, I know you guys are thinking about getting a dog. Would you look at this dog? And I was pretty adamant that I didn't want to look at this street dog, that I wanted to go buy the dog that we had in mind, that what I deemed to be the perfect dog.
Uh-huh.
And my husband said, well, I'll just go look. And he called me and said, the puppy's really cute, and can you just look at him? I said, fine, I'm just looking, though. And he drove up, and there's this little fluffball puppy in his lap the next day. And I took one look at this puppy, and I fell in love.
Oh.
And I said, and I realized then that it's not the breed of the dog or the type of the dog. It's the dogness of the dog. And that you can fall in love with, I mean, not every dog is going to be your choice, but even some dogs that I've grown to know, I've grown to love just because you know them. But it was really the love, and I said, well, he's awesome. Let's try it out. And, you know, the story is very reflective of the, you know, it's a fictionalized account of this real story. And, of course, we looked for the owners and, you know, whatnot. And JJ ended up being our dog, and he was wonderful. And it opened my eyes to rescue. That's when I learned that there was this whole thing out there that millions of pets were being euthanized every year. And it's just unnecessary. And the numbers are definitely better than they were then because there is more awareness. But there's still so much work that needs to be done. And really, Charmaine, a few years ago when I wrote this book, there was no thought that, oh, I want to be a writer, oh, I'm going to write a children's book. It just happened. I sat down and I wrote out my story and I looked at the piece of paper and I said, I think I just wrote a book.
Oh, you know, I love these stories, Diane, because same thing with me. There's something about animals, I think, because I had no plan to write a book to be an author. In fact, I had gone through a period of time where, you know, I had been writing all the time in university. The last thing I wanted to do was write. And it was like Toby kept nudging me and saying, I'm giving you lots of content, Mom. I'm destroying your house. I'm teaching you a lesson. I'm volunteering as a therapy dog. You got lots of content. And as soon as I started writing, you know, I just thought, wow, these animals, provide such incredible life lessons that we can benefit from as humans. Their story needs to be told. So out comes the story of JJ, the American street dog, that has won awards. I mean, Mom's Choice Awards, Diane. Congratulations. That
thank
is
you.
One prestigious award.
Thank you.
And I, so tell us a little bit about the book. I mean, I love the book because how many parents listening have been asked this question by their children? Mom, Dad, can we get a dog?
My kids are getting a little older now, but their friends are still asking their parents for their first dog, and sometimes the family's never had a pet before, or the parents didn't grow up with dogs. And I get a lot of calls from friends of mine saying, all right, we know we want to get a dog now. You know, what are we going to, how do we go about doing this? But, you know, in the book, it was very reflective of my experience, and the girl wanted a dog, the family was going to go buy a dog, and then JJ showed up in their lives. But it showed a transformation in the mom, because it was really my transformation in real life, realizing that, you know, I still love that same breed that I wanted to go buy 18 years ago. They turn my head when I see them on the street, but I don't need that breed anymore, and it was a lesson. And there's many lessons in the book. One we talked about earlier, which is responsibility. And there's a lot of responsibility owning a pet. What do you need? What are the types of things that you need before you have a pet? Another big lesson is, you know, how do children relate to this dog who maybe wasn't wanted, and maybe almost didn't even get this home and, you know, a house that was ready. How does that reflect to a child? Sometimes I don't feel wanted, or I feel lesser, or I felt bad at school today because somebody made me feel bad. And there's a connection there between what children might feel and be able to relate to JJ and JJ's experience. So there's a lot that you can get not just from learning about adoption and responsibility, but also teaching your children a lesson that, hey, that dog matters and you matter too all the time.
Absolutely. That was a real powerful underlying message that came in for me when I was reading the book, was all about the importance of kindness, acceptance, and respect. So as you say, there's times as students will experience these moments of just not feeling accepted into a group or not feeling that they fit in. I mean, boy, we have that as adults sometimes, that we
absolutely
really don't know our place and know how we fit in. So I love how the book is really telling the story of JJ, but then there's this other whole dimension to the book that's promoting kindness, acceptance, respect, and the importance of you know, being able to show up in the world as our best version of ourselves. You know, the other part that I really enjoyed about the book was, I mean, you fall in love with JJ at the at the very beginning, and you fall in love with the family because you see the journey that they're going through. But there's also this message of children, that children can be part of the solution. And I really appreciated that, because I think it starts to generate some interesting and maybe exciting conversations at home and in the school about what can kids do to make a difference.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, which is why ultimately when I looked at my story on paper and said, I really want for children are the next generation of decision makers as to, you know, how we are going to handle pets and overpopulation. And let's start educating them now. Likewise, parents are, first of all, purchasing the book for the child, and they're the ones often reading the book with the child. So the children are getting the message at the same time the adults are getting the message. And, you know, having children of my own, I know that so often they'll come home from school having just done a lesson, for example, about something environmental, and they'll say, Mom, we have to use less water, or we're using too much electricity, turn off the lights, that type of stuff. And you hear it from your children. We learn so much from our children. And I know that children come home after hearing me present at their school, Mom, we met a lady today. We talked about responsibility and pet ownership and adopting and, you know, the parents hear that, and sometimes it's the first time they've ever heard it from their children, or if it's not the first time, it gets reinforced that this is really important. This is what's being taught in schools now, and maybe it's time to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I also love that on the website, folks, we're talking to Diane Rose Solomon. She's a certified humane education specialist and an award-winning author of a fabulous book that I love. It's called JJ, the American Street Dog. It's the first in a series. The website is SOP3Publishing.com, SOP3.com, and SOP3 stands for Save Our Pets, People, and Planet. It gives you a real indication of what Diane's up to. Diane, I also love how you've built philanthropy around your book, and I know that organizations can become an affiliate. So you've done so many intriguing ways to engage people in the circle of making a difference and benefiting from it as well.
I want to give back. The rescue organizations are working so hard to adopt out pets that need homes. The work that they do is heartbreaking, and I'm not doing it. I'm not on the front lines with them, and I have so much respect for what they do, and they need operating funds. So a percentage of all of my book sales automatically go to a rescue organization. It really depends on who, you know, what's going on at the moment. But the other thing that you just mentioned is the affiliate program that I recently created, where any rescue organization can join. It doesn't cost anything. They just put a little link onto their website. They tell their supporters about it, and anytime one of their supporters goes through their link, comes through my system, and they purchase a book, it tracks back to that organization. I take care of all the shipping. I handle everything. And then they automatically get a check mailed to them, right back to the organization.
Love that.
It's great because it doesn't cost anything. It's super easy to sign up, and then it just happens automatically. And it's a new program, but I already have a few organizations that are benefiting from it. And I love writing the checks to them.
I bet.
It feels so good.
I bet. I think that's great, and I love how you know, how you've created philanthropy around your book. Now, I also understand, Diane, that 2014 is going to be an exciting year because there are going to be more books in the series coming out.
More books in the series and also some other educational programs that adults will directly benefit from. And that's all in the works right now, and hopefully that'll be at least the first one of them will be available in the next couple of months. We'll see how the timing of that goes, but that's the plan. And, yeah, the second book in the series is about training your new pup. You've got a new pup, and it's oh so important to bond with your pup and give them at least the very basics. But it's really time well spent, with your new pup and training them and teaching them what's expected of them in your home. And of course, you know, Maya, who's our little girl in the book, she's very curious about how this whole thing works, and so she and the trainer and the mom all kind of work together and look through different scenarios of what kind of training might be involved. Then the third book in the series is Introducing a Baby to a Home That Already Has a Dog. Yeah, because I've seen it done well, and I've seen it done not so well. Yeah, where children get bitten or dogs have to go. And with the exception of a few cases, I think for the most part, if it's done right, it can be fine, or if not great, you know. But again, it goes back to being a responsible pet parent, too.
Exactly.
And then the fourth book in the series, you and I have a little commonality on, is about therapy and service dogs. So I know Toby's a therapy dog, and I was so excited when I saw that that's what you were doing because I've experienced a therapy dog firsthand years ago, and it was life-changing. It was just amazing, and I just feel like if people knew what dogs or pets could do for us, there would be a whole new level of respect.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw that all the time, Diane, when we would take Toby into the hospital. He volunteered at a mental health facility for adults, and it was the perfect placement for Toby. He was, at the time he started volunteering, I think he was 8, so he was not a young dog, and he just fit into his role. and it was the perfect placement for him. Toby Jr., I'm not sure where we're going to get him trained up as well. I think he's going to do great in some kind of a recreational program, helping get patients out of bed and outside because he's got lots of energy. The impacts of animal-assisted therapy are, as you said, incredible. And, you know, there's a lot of people don't understand that shelter pets, shelter dogs and rescue dogs, there are so many stories about shelter and rescue dogs that have gone on to do amazing things. Toby Sr. was a rescue dog, and I interviewed Stephen Latham a couple of shows ago. He's the producer of Shelter Me, a PBS series that was produced in L.A., and there were some amazing stories about shelter dogs that have gone on to be therapy dogs for veterans coming back from overseas, in search and rescue. It is amazing. They're so important.
It's not a breed-specific thing. I think that there is something about certain breeds of dogs. They all have their different personalities and their abilities.
Yes.
But even within that breed, as you said, Toby Sr. volunteered. The dog has to want to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a big component of being a therapy dog. And so, you know, you have to have all of the components have to be there. You have
they
to be
sure
willing
do.
To train, and then the dog has to be willing to do it. So, yeah, there's many, many rescue, and every breed, every possible breed or mixed breed is capable of being an animal-assisted therapy dog.
Yes, and they make such a difference just by showing up as who they are. I mean, I think that was the biggest lesson for me with Toby Sr. was that his work in the hospital, he simply showed up as him and did what he does every day. He loved people. He accepted them without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And he respected their boundaries and treated them with kindness. And, you know, those four simple things, so powerful in terms of the impact it had on patients. And I remember one patient, this was when I really connected with how important the role is for other people. I knew that Toby was doing great work, and I loved volunteering with him. But one of the patients turned to us one day, and she just stroked Toby's head, and they're looking eye to eye. And she just hugged him, and she said, "I live for Wednesdays, Toby." And that was the day that we go to the hospital. Of course,
yeah.
I just broke down. You know, I turned into this sobbing person because I thought, wow, this is so special. Her highlight of her life is to be with Toby on Wednesdays.
And it's wonderful for you, Charmaine, that you do that work with your dog. It's just, it's life-changing for people. So kudos
it really
you.
Is. Well, I'm excited that you're bringing a story out in the series, in the JJ series, that actually is going to talk about things like introducing your dog to the new baby in the family. That's just so important. How many families have had to struggle with that? And then, of course, the whole training component for your new pup, and then the pet therapy, the animal-assisted therapy world. So JJ is going to have is going to need a real big bookshelf for this series. But, you know, you've done a wonderful job, Diane, with JJ, the American Street Dog book. I think it's beautiful, and it will make a great Christmas gift, folks. It's the holiday season.
Yeah, give the gift of the book, not a dog.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Let's change those statistics. Boy, oh boy. Diane, I really want to thank you for coming on the show. It was great to talk with you. Can't wait to meet you in real life in the wintertime when we finally make it out to California.
Well, I'm looking forward to that too, Charmaine.
And one more time, can you give us your web page? And on the web page, everyone, please make sure you connect with Diane on social media. She's very active on Facebook, Twitter. So give us your web page another time, Diane.
Sure. It's SOP3Publishing.com.
Wonderful. SOP3, that's the number 3, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Publishing.com. You can find her on Facebook. Where's the book available, Diane?
Currently on my website, also on Amazon, and then a few other retailers and libraries around the country, and I believe internationally as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you can go to Amazon, folks. You can go to SOP3Publishing.com and get your copy of the book. Thank you so much, Diane. It was great to have you on the show, and congratulations on such a wonderful book.
Thanks, Charmaine. Take care.
Thank you. I just love talking to authors. You know, one of the biggest dreams that so many people have is to write a book. And I meet so many people as a speaker and a trainer and author that have this dream of writing a book. And not many actually bring that dream to reality. So I love bringing authors on the show to talk about their book. It's a real accomplishment. When we were talking to Diane tonight, she talked about the holidays being right around the corner. Yes, it is happy holiday season here in Team Toby world. I can't believe that 2013 is almost coming to an end. And as you look back and think about your 2013 in review, what were some of your greatest wins, your successes, things that gave you a lot of joy in 2013? What really worked for you that you're going to bring forward into the new year, 2014? One of the stories that I wanted to share about Toby this week was the importance of routines. And Diane was kind of talking about that, about when we bring a new animal into our family. One of the things that I've discovered with Toby is that he really is a creature of habit. I also discovered, so am I. Perhaps that's why we both get along so well. What's really interesting is we've been working with him on these morning and nighttime routines for about 3 months when Toby first joined our family. He was waking us up at 4:30. As soon as the sun was up, this dog was ready to go out and play fetch. Now that it's wintertime, it gets dark very early, and of course it's dark here where we live until about 8 in the morning. And so Toby's actually waking up later now, which I love that routine. Nothing wrong with getting up at 4:30, but on a cold wintry day, I'd rather sleep in a little longer. So with Toby, we've been working on these routines of wake-up time and bedtime and having him settle without any commotion. And it's really, really important. And it got me thinking about what are the routines in life and business that I have that keep me organized and keep me on top of things and keep my energy really high. When we have routines in our work, in our team, and in our business, it really helps us create systems. And, of course, when we have systems, it helps create consistency and congruence. It reduces stress. It maximizes our time and efficiency. And, of course, it ultimately increases and enhances our resilience. So when you think about the routines that are working for you, what is working for you that you're going to carry forward to the new year? One of the other things I wanted to mention is we've had some great news from the Team Toby Doghouse. One of our books, GPS Your Best Life, that I co-authored with Deborah Kozowski, just got word today that that's been a nominee in the Global eBook Awards, which is always very, very exciting. Woohoo for GPS Your Best Life. And I was just recently nominated for an incredible award here in Canada, which I'm just so excited about. I love the organization that hosts this award. It's a new award for Alberta Women Entrepreneurs, and this is a fantastic organization for women in business. It was a real honor to be nominated for this award. So we're going to be going out to a gala event in January and celebrating with the other 30-some-odd nominees, and of course we'll find out in May who the winner is. Awards are just amazing in terms of being able to say thank you to all the people that made such a difference in my life. One last thing, happy holiday season. One of the challenges that we're putting out this holiday season is how can you support your local rescue or shelter in your community? Some of you that are listening might not have been down to your local shelter or rescue organization. It's a great thing to do as a family activity. In fact, one group that I was talking to was saying that around the holiday season, that's where they actually recruited a number of volunteers. Instead of bringing a new puppy into the home when the children weren't quite ready for responsible pet care, what they did instead was volunteered as a family at their local shelter once or twice a week, going and walking the dogs. And I just thought, what a treasured moment that's going to be for those children. What a great way to learn about responsible pet care and loving pet care. And, of course, it helps the shelter out and the animals out, which really, really warms my heart. I'm hoping that all of you are having a great, happy holiday season wherever you are listening from. We will be back here next week, Actually, we're going to be doing a feature show on Thursday of this week. Vicki Morgan is our guest. So join us if you want to know how to make your pet business a true success. Vicki will be talking about how to do that, what you need to do to make your business have longevity, and some really interesting marketing strategies that work. So join us Thursday for our special feature. And we are back here every Tuesday, same Toby time, same Toby place. Follow us on Facebook at The Original Team Toby. Better yet, just come on over to our website, theoriginalteamtoby.com. Until next week, let's be kind to one another. Thanks for joining us.